This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 22nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Chap Daly. Well, it's Earth Day in America, so what does a central Kentucky farmer do to celebrate the day honoring Mother Earth?
Well, we're planting corn today in central Kentucky.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland has begun planting the 2025 crop.
On this Earth Day, it's good to be out here working in the soil and watching my three sons as they dig up seeds and are helping get the planter set and our fertilized buggy as we're spreading fertilizer and just out here working together as a farm family. It's really what it's all about.
There are some significant headwinds facing farmers as the planting season begins. Ragland recognizes the challenges but doesn't hesitate getting in the field.
As a farmer, I'm optimistic about the future. As a farmer, I'm also concerned about some of the uncertainties that are facing our industry. We desperately need exports. We need strong markets. Myself and my fellow farmers want to make a living from the market, and we want to be able to have opportunities to do well, and right now there's major uncertainty.
Today, the USDA announced $340.6 million in disaster assistance to help farmers and rural communities affected by natural disasters. Ragland says he and other Kentucky farmers have seen a lot of rain.
At my shop, we've received about 35 inches of rain since January 1st, and here it is, third week of April. There has been some extreme flooding, and there's been things as bad as loss of life, and certainly loss of infrastructure, and loss of soil, and it's been a tough spring of extreme weather events so far, not just in Kentucky, but across farm country.
Some areas of the Ohio Valley received over 15 inches of rainfall in a four-day period. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Corps of Engineers will begin listening sessions on a new definition of waters of the U.S. next week. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel, Litigation and Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau, says the Biden administration attempted to amend the WOTUS definition to align with the Supreme Court ruling. Cushman says they missed the mark.
The Biden administration had attempted, they said, you know, to make it conform more so with that opinion, but it still really wasn't done correctly. So the EPA said they're going to be working on a new rule. They asked for comments. We gave them some very substantive of comments. They'll be having some stakeholder meetings in the coming weeks. Following that, we expect to see a proposed rule. Following the proposed rule, we'll have more comments. And a few months later, we'll have hopefully a final rule that is durable and complies with the Supreme Court's statements on what WOTUS should look like.
Cushman says Farm Bureau has two major challenges to the Biden WOTUS definition.
One is the definition of what relatively permanent means. The Biden administration was too loose for that. And second, on the indistinguishability requirements for what's called a continuous surface water connection, basically whether or not a wetland is a wetland and how and what the Supreme Court said that a wetland must be indistinguishable from a WOTUS. The Biden administration did not do that with their rule, and so hopefully we will conform the new rule to what the Supreme Court said.
Cushman says the justices on the Supreme Court had strong feelings on the lack of clarity on the definition of land deemed significant nexus.
Prairie Pothole Region is a perfect example of the problems with that. It's worth noting that the Supreme Court unanimously struck down the significant nexus test. Often you hear reporters saying, oh, it's a 5-4 decision. It was a political decision. That is completely untrue. It was a 9-0 decision against the EPA saying that significant nexus test was illegal.
Four listening sessions scheduled for next week, two others scheduled at a later date. Finally, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins applauding the International Dairy Foods Association voluntary proactive pledge today to eliminate certain dyes in milk, cheese, and yogurt products sold to K-12 schools for the National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.